Terryway, Northwest London, 17th of November, Yutes Cheshvan, Diane David Kahn, Agents Perks.
Agents Perks. So here we are, the, good morning, the various situations come up. We've discussed one or two of them before, previously. The situations where, for example, cases have come, somebody came to me and they said to me that a friend of theirs asked them to buy something duty-free. For them, a bottle of whiskey duty-free. They come to the duty-free, and there's a special offer, buy one, get one free. So the person said to me, can they keep the second bottle? The person asked them for one bottle, that was normally the price. Buy one, get one free. So, can they keep the second bottle? Another situation, an employee is allowed to take receipts for petrol that he buys because he's travelling for his employer, and he's allowed to, and the employer's undertaken to pay for his petrol. So sometimes he pays with cash, sometimes he pays with his card. Whichever way it is, in Eretz Yisrael, it seems to be, but here it's quite rare, but in Eretz Yisrael, they try and entice people to buy petrol from their station by offering them gifts if you spend over a certain amount. Who does that gift belong to? Does it belong to the person who's buying it, the employee, who's deciding to buy from this petrol station? Or, since the employer is paying for his petrol, maybe the gift belongs to the owner. Other situations are, this is the situation that I found, the case I found in Mishpatei HaTorah by Rav Spitz. He talks about a case where a few Yeshiva Bochurim asked one of their friends to go and buy them a portion of pizza. Each portion of pizza costs, I'll use the figures that he mentions, 4 shekel a portion, and there were 6 friends who each asked him, would you please buy me a portion? So each one gave him 4 shekel. When he gets to the pizza place, there it costs 4 shekel a portion, but they offer that if you buy a whole, if you buy a large pizza, then they give you 8 portions for 28 shekel. 8 portions for the price of 7. The question is, see, when he got there, he said, ooh, they've given me enough money for 6 portions. You know what I'll do? I'll take 4 shekel out of my own pocket, and those 4 shekel I'm going to add to make up the 28 shekel, and then they'll get 1 portion each, and he'll take 2 portions for his 4 shekel. Is that correct? Is he entitled to do that? So this, the question of where you have a shliach who is going to buy something for the mashaleach, for somebody who's asked him to buy, whether the added perk belongs to the shliach, whether he can keep it, or whether it belongs to the mashaleach, the one who supplied the money, the one who has made the order, so to speak, sent the order to be bought, that is a Gemara in Ksubas, that Tzavi Pesel, please. Interesting. Does it make a difference whether who pays for it initially? The answer is, I think it does. I think it makes a difference. But let's have a look at the Makoros first, then we go from there. So the Gemara says, Hoisifu loy achas yesero, where the seller or the supplier adds, gives more than what was asked for, gives him something extra, gives the shliach something extra. So then, the Gemara says, Hakoy l'shliach divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the shliach is allowed to pocket the extra. Rabbi Yossi says, Cholkim, they got to divide it between them. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi himself says, Hakoy l'bal hamois, a third psak, that it belongs to the one who has supplied the money, the one who is the true buyer. Says the Gemara, Omar Rami Bachoma Lekasha, Kam Badova Sheyesh Lekitzva, Kam Badova Sheyen Lekitzva. If there's no fixed price, of course, everything that's supplied belongs to not the Shliach, but that was given in return for the money that was paid. And therefore, there's no way you can really say that he's given more, because there is no fixed price. So you, the Shliach, hand in the money, maybe at the marketplace, at the stall, you hand in the money, and the seller gives more than you, the Shliach, expected, more than the Meshaleach expected. It doesn't matter. That is all in return for in payment, in return for the payment that was given. But when Omer Rav Popper says, Hilchas Halacha is Dovah Sheyesh LeKitzva, where there's a fixed price, you know what the price is, and more has been given, Cholkin. Then it is the Shliach and the Meshaleach divide the extra between them. Dovah Sheyin LeKitzva, if there's no fixed price, Hakol Balamois, you have to assume that everything was given in return for the money that was given. Now, the question is, why Cholkin? Why do they divide it between them? And that's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rif. Rashi says, do you know why they divide it? Rashi says over here, Sheyesh LeKitzva, he says, going, for example, Kitnis, where you have potted vegetables, Hanimka b'chanutz, so you've got peas and beans that are sold in a shop, b'midah, mole, with a certain measure, therefore, if you have a full measure, b'pruta, it costs a pruta. Im hoisifu, achas yesera, if one extra measurement was added, cholkim. Why? De matona have. The extra is a free perk that's been given, a free extra that was given. Yesh leima, says Rashi, lishliach nitna or nosna. You could either, we're not sure, it could either be that the extra was given to the shliach, for yesh leima la balam mois nitna. We don't know which to whom he gave it. Says Rashi, since you don't know, the din is cholkim half each. The suggestion in Rashi is, if we know to whom it was given, then it all goes to one or the other. That is Rashi. The Rif on this Gemara, Omar Rava Hilkoch, B'dovash Yesh LeKitzva Cholkim, B'dovash Ein LeKitzva Kol Balamois, he explains Pirush. He says, Dovash Yesh LeKitzva, if there's a fixed price, and he says, for example, Peirus Hanim Korim, normally vegetables of fruits that's being sold, then there is minyan yodua, there is either a fixed number per amount of money, a mishkal yodua, or a fixed weight, etc. Now, velomo cholkim, hashliachim balabayis. Why is the din of cholkim? Says the Rif, hoyel ubosoloi lishliach hano. The extra came to the hands of the shliach, al yedei bal habayis, therefore cholek imoy. They both caused it. The shliach decided to go to this shop or to go to this seller, and this person who was selling it therefore wants to give him extra because he has chosen him, wants to encourage him for the future, etc., etc. Whereas clearly the one who is actually buying, the bal habayis, has caused the extra to be given because he's the one who's made the acquisition. Therefore, the Rif says, it's not a sofik at all. It's because zev zev goyrim. Both have been contributory in causing the extra to be given. And therefore, they're entitled as a type of a partnership in the extra. So the shliach hasn't paid, but for that the shliach has actually gone to make the acquisition from the seller. The balamois is the one who's provided the money, he's the one who's bought it, and therefore it goes half-half. That's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rif. Yes?
So this scenario, for tangents, if the shalich is chinam, would he be upgraded into the shomer sofer?
Because he's getting a perk in this. He was certainly, you would think in such a case, he has a benefit, for sure, for sure. According to Rashi, it's just whether the seller, we don't know whether the seller liked this shliach was motzachei beinov, so he gave him some extra, or whether the reason is because he bought nicely and a handsome sum was given, and therefore he says, I'll give you a bit more in order to encourage him in the future. Which one of the two it was, we don't know, according to Rashi, and therefore it's a suffix. According to Rashi, you couldn't say he was a shomer, upgraded in his responsibility, but according to the Rif, yes, I suppose so, there would be a difference between the two.
Like the Dayan said in Rashi, would you say the same in the Rif, that if it was clear from the Moicha whom he intended to benefit, for whom the Matana was?
So that's not so clear, because they were both contributory. If there would be a situation where, and this is mentioned in the Ramban, that if it was clear that the extra was given had nothing to do with the acquisition, it was just because the seller liked the look of the shliach and said to him, look, I'll give you something for lunch. So he gives him a bit of extra, apart from what he's bought. In that case, there would be possibly a reason why he's giving him something extra. Or the shliach knows the seller already, and therefore he's giving him something because of some other favour he did for him. That's the case of the Ramban. In that case, it would be clearly the Ramban says that would all go to the shliach. The truth is, if you look at the Ramah, it's Paskin in Chesh Mishpat Siman Kuf Pei Gimel Sivov. In the Ramah says, Miu im Oma Hamoicha Beferush Shenosin L'Shliach Hakol Shel Hashliach. So says the Ramah. And there's lots of discussions about this, about whether this is true. The Shach says it can't be that the Ramah goes against the Rif and the Rambam. That can't be, that it's going against them. And therefore, the Shach actually in the Darkei Moshe clearly cites the source of this Darkei Moshe is in a case where it's clear from the circumstance that the extra that the seller gave is for an external reason to the sale itself. But otherwise, if there's no external reason, the din is chokim, either like the Rif or like Rashi.
Don't you think that maybe the shliach should pay half of the first bottle of whiskey, and then he can keep the second bottle?
So the question, in the case of the bottle of whiskey, the two bottles of whiskey that he bought, I simply asked the person, so here was the case. Let's get back to, we started with a couple of practical situations. Number one was where Reuven asks Shimon, please, you're traveling to wherever it is, you're going to the duty-free, could you please buy me a bottle of whatever he asked for? And that was the price, and that's what he asked him for. And he got to the shop and it was buy one, get one free. So the person who asked me this question, the shliach, can he keep the second bottle of whiskey? When I said to him, have you bought it already? So he said yes. Or I should say, have you bought them already? So he said yes. So I said to him, when you bought them, what was your intention? When did you think of this bright idea of keeping the second bottle? So he said, after I bought it. So then I told him that you've bought it for, yes, at the time when you bought it, you actually bought it for the person who sent you. So it belongs to him. That's it. If somebody goes to reach the duty free, and at the time he fully intends to buy one bottle of whiskey for £30, whatever it is, that's what he intends to buy. He then gets there and he sees buy one, get one free. And he says, just a minute. I'm going to buy this for myself and I'm going to then, I'm happy at the time when I meet the person. I'll tell him, listen, this is what I've bought. A bottle of whiskey like this costs so much in duty free. And therefore, in such a case, I think he's perfectly entitled then to sell it to him at the normal duty-free price. I think there's no reason why, don't see any reason why he shouldn't.
Because
you're not happy with it.
No, I'm not happy because the money that he gave him, instead of buying one bottle, bought two.
So now the question is, what Rabbi Yitzchak asked, who paid for the money? Who paid for it?
He should pay half and then he can keep the other bottle.
So if the situation is that the shliach used his own money, there's absolutely no reason why the second bottle should go to the mashaleach. He's done it himself, except that at the time that he bought it, he intended it for the Mashaleach. So certainly, that's what he bought for whoever it was. So these two bottles of whiskey belong to whoever it is. He bought it for them. That it is. But if the Mashaleach gave him the money to buy the whiskey, so in such a case there, whether he's allowed to use the Mashaleach's money in that case, I think you're right. He's not allowed to use the Mashaleach's money. Yeah. But if he did nonetheless use the Mashaleach's money, his intention was to buy it for himself, so he's used the Mashaleach's money when he shouldn't have, but the acquisition was his own acquisition, and the other person and the other bottle of whiskey, the two bottles of whiskey as were, belong to the shliach. The shliach then is entitled to sell the bottle of whiskey for the amount that was given to him.
But he did the best deal possible.
He didn't say that. He asked him to buy a bottle of whiskey, and the normal price was so much, so he decided to buy it for himself. In such a case,
he didn't have any intention to buy anything. He just went there because he did Mishaleach.
Doesn't matter. But at the time, he knew that he had a bottle of whiskey to sell on to somebody else, and therefore, if he bought it, that should be the din. That's the way it is. Let's move on to the other cases.
One word. Yes. The problem is not well presented. Because when I ask you, please buy me a bottle of whiskey, I don't know the price from the whiskey. You buy, and I will pay you back. He never gives money in front, he doesn't know how much the whiskey is going to be.
No, it's rough for you.
Means that you are my shliach, and if you buy the whiskey for your money, yes. I give it back to you, you can keep the same bottle. No?
It's like this, certainly, but if you give me money and you say...
I don't give you money. I don't know how much a bottle of whiskey costs.
If you don't give me money, that's what we just explained. If you don't give money, certainly the one who buys it can choose at the time of acquisition for whom he's buying it, that's for sure. If he decides to buy it for himself because buy one and get one free, no one's got any tainas against him, and that's the price of the bottle. You don't say the bottles of whiskey cost £15 each. You say that's what normal price is, whatever it is, plus buy one, get one free. So if we go on, let's go on to the other cases, is the situation where you have, let's go on to the pizza case first. The pizza case first is a fascinating case, and I'm going to tell you what Rav Spitz writes, and I want to consider that together. Maybe if we all focus together on what was being discussed, it'll be helpful, because I'm going to ask you for your opinions over here, but let's try and do this in an orderly fashion. So if we've got the following, each six boys separately asked, here's 4 shekel, you're going to the pizza shop, will you please buy a portion of pizza for me?
They gave him the money.
They gave the money, so he had 24 shekel in his pocket, and off he goes to buy 6 portions. When he gets there, he finds out that he can buy for 28 shekel, he can buy 8 portions. So he takes 4 shekel out of his own pocket, he adds it to it, he's now got 28 shekel, he goes and he buys what's called a magash, he goes and buys a tray, a large portion, a family-sized portion, whatever it's called, and there are 8 portions over there, and he now walks out of the shop with 8 portions. How should he divide it? How should he divide them? Who gets what? Does he divide them equally? Can he turn around and say, excuse me, I'm going to take the 6 portions that you wanted. Here you are, 1 each. I'm left with 2. In which case, I have... I think on a Sunday morning we can manage the maths. And therefore, let's try and work out the extra portion that was given. Who was that for?
Belongs
to him. Why does it belong to him?
Because the boys won't give him 4 shekel for a Pepsi. He give you 4 shekel. I bought for my money a little bit more and I get the double portion, that's fine.
Was he always going to buy one from himself?
But wasn't only his money that contributed. Why don't you keep it simple and say that if the promotion of the whiskey was 2 plus 1?
Look, we've left the case of the whiskey. We're now moving on to the pizza, yes? Let's move on. Yeah. So,
was he going to buy a portion
from himself? The pizza case is different from the whiskey. Because the pizza, they only want one slice. And they don't want it 10 minutes later because it's finished. So they only want one slice. It doesn't keep. The whiskey will keep.
So it's like this.
I
don't think it makes any difference.
The only way he could achieve the 8th portion was
with the banking facility of the other six. So they divided the money to enable him to get the 844.
On the one hand, the six people asked for a portion each. Each one of these six people did not have the ability to be able to reach the extra piece that was free. On the other hand, he himself only went, is in the same situation. He is only there as one, he was only buying one portion for himself. So now the question is, can he say, look, you six, even you six together, would not have got the extra portion. But now I see an opportunity. I'm going to the shop. I see an opportunity that if I buy one portion, then I get two. Therefore, what's it got to do with you? Why do I have to? Why do I have to take you into account? You were happy with one portion each. You wouldn't have got any more had I not. On the other hand, the other side to this is the following. Imagine if I do something else. I'm the shliach. I stand outside the shop and I wait for six people to come along and I say to them, would you like to, I presume you'd like one portion of pizza. Yes, this was one portion, this was one portion. Listen, there's two portions, fantastic. Come along, and I bring them in, and I say, make yourself comfortable, gentlemen, and I sit the six of them round the table, and I order, walk in there, and I order a family-sized thing. I come, and I give them each a portion, and I walk off with two. Is that acceptable?
No,
it's that. Why not?
Sure, but of course it won't be everybody.
Oh, so Rav Spitz writes, by the way, that if the six yeshiva bocherim wanted one portion each, the shliach turns up at the shop and realizes if he puts money in for one, then he gets the extra one. He says the following. He says that the six boys, even together, would not have got the extra piece. And therefore, the fact that he comes along and he makes use of the fact that they want one piece each, he says that is not any concern of the six boys and is entitled to the second piece. However, my question is only that we may be nobody's entitled to the extra piece. And that's what I want possibly to think about. Because if in the case where instead this shliach of a boy who was taking six people's 24 shekel and turns up in the shop, what happens if he stands outside the shop and he collects these six people who are on their way to the shop and he sits them all down and he orders a family size thing? I think you'd agree that there's a problem here with him taking the two portions.
Why, it's business.
Yes, I see.
You think that's okay? It reminds me of the story. It reminds me of the story that I once heard, where Reuven asked Shimon for a loan, and Shimon says, "With the greatest of pleasure, I'll lend you money, but I just have to go to the bank to draw the money." So Shimon goes to the bank to draw the money to be able to lend Reuven. And he takes out £1,000 from the bank. And takes out £1,000 in 50 pounds of banknotes. And when he comes out, he counts them. They're 21 and not 20. So now the question was heard between... And he hands it over to... He hands over the wad of notes to Shimon. Yes? Sorry. Reuven asked Shimon for a loan. So Shimon drew the money, £1,000, out of the bank and gives it over to Reuven. Reuven counts it and finds they're 21. So the question that was asked is, who does it belong to? The extra £50, does it belong to Reuven? Does it belong to Shimon? The answer is, you're wrong, the bank. So now this is the question, it belongs to the bank. Yes, they made a mistake, the extra money. So therefore, it belongs to here. The situation over here is, where I come along, I stand outside your shop, and when your six customers come along, or seven customers come along, I sit them all down, and I order a large portion, I can't take the extra portion. It's got nothing to do with me. It belongs to you. The question really is, at what point does the pizza shop agree to give the extra portion? One thing is clear, that really what they want is, if someone was going to buy 6 portions, a single person, they want to encourage them to buy a 7th, or 5 portions to buy 7, in order to get the free portion. What they don't intend is that 7 customers who are coming anyway would now buy, get 1 extra free. That isn't what they intend to do.
They don't mind at all.
That's not what they're intending to do.
If the bank was a non-Jewish bank, that would be Tosakum. You wouldn't belong to the bank.
So you have to get involved in the question of Tosakum.
No, but so assuming that it is Tosakum, then who does the extra pound, £50 belong to?
The extra belongs to the bank. The extra one goes to the bank. The extra. The first question to think about is, if you have people joining together to buy things together, is the shop in agreement that they should give an extra portion? That's all. A simple question, and this may be something you can't ask the owner, he's not there. All you've got is somebody working at the shop. You have to know what's the din. If you go along, you buy it. So if there are more than one pizza shop in town, then I think there's no question about it. The fact that everybody was collected together, even if I'm the one who collects everyone together, and I funnel all these customers to shop A instead of shop B, so then, in case there's an umdana, that the shop is maskim, that's to give the extra piece because they're getting extra customers. But if there's only one pizza shop, and we meet, and I meet you all on your way into the pizza shop, and I sit you all down, and as a result, take an extra portion free, that's straight geneva. That's for sure that you haven't got that's not what he wants. It's not wholesale. He's got all the retail customers. The retail customers are already there. And therefore, because that's not a wholesale, you haven't intended, you haven't helped him. So therefore, we're in the question with the Yeshiva Bochrim, so therefore, in the case where there was more than one shop in town, that's definitely the case, that the owner is pleased that all these 6 Yeshiva Bochrim come along, and then the case, the psak of Rav Spitz, that he mentions over there, that really what should be is it all goes to that the person who has the shliach can take the extra portion, because the 6 people wouldn't have generated the extra portion on their own. He is now, the fact that he's come along and he's made use of it, that is perfectly acceptable, and there's no reason why you shouldn't keep it. But in a case where you meet everybody coming to the shop already, in that case, certainly, that would not be acceptable to do so, and that would not be mutter. But we're running out of time. I'll just mention, but one situation where the yeshiva bocher goes up to bocher by bocher and says to him, would you like a pizza, would you like a pizza, would you like a pizza? And each one says, yes, please. Even if he's got 7 customers the time he's finished, basically, he has ventured into a simplistic syndicate situation where what he's basically done is he's telling everybody that I'm going to buy a large portion, I'm going to buy a large portion of pizza, and then I am dishing it out. In such a case, there's no question about it. Since he generated the custom, then even if there's only one pizza shop in town, he's entitled to the 8th piece because he indeed has made, as far as the owner of the shop is concerned, he has genuinely brought the customers, all being that there's only one shop, but maybe they wouldn't have bought pizza at all. Therefore, there are more cases to discuss, but there's not more time, but at least just to give a bit of a taste, to excuse the pun, of the situations that we've got, that in situations where you may want to keep the extra, whether it's a perk or whether it's whatever it is, there are considerations of gezel, both towards the supplier and towards the shutvim. There also may be a situation where there's a conflict of interest, and therefore be very careful in these cases to make sure to ask a shayla.
To buy a bag of chips.
Yes.
And then six bucks. Oh, you're going to give me a piece of this.
Yes.
Okay, so I come to the shop and I find out that I buy seven, not six. I get an eight. Then surely I can buy the seventh one and give me a free.